Welcome to English Through History. If you enjoy the content, please subscribe or leave us a review. It helps us to create more content and is appreciated by our small team here. We hope you enjoy today's episode. Pol Pot, born Saloth Sar on May 19th, 1925 in Cambodia, is infamous as one of the 20th century's most brutal dictators. As the leader of the Khmer Rouge, Pol Pot's radical vision of agrarian socialism led to the deaths of approximately 1.7 to 2.5 million Cambodians, nearly a quarter of the population. His regime's three-year reign from 1976 to 1979 left a devastating mark on Cambodia's history, reducing a once thriving society to ruins. In today's episode, we will be exploring Pol Pot's background, his rise to power, the horrific policies of his government, and his eventual downfall. Pol Pot was born into a relatively well-off farming family, which had connection to the Cambodian royal household. His childhood was somewhat privileged compared to the average Cambodian, but it was not without disruption. At age 9, he was sent to Phnom Penh, the capital, to live with an older brother who worked as a court official. There, Pol Pot later attended elite French colonial schools. In 1949, he travelled to Paris on a scholarship to study radio technology. However, it was in Paris that Pol Pot's interest in radical politics flourished. He became deeply involved in Marxist-Leninist circles and joined the French Communist Party. He began to adopt the revolutionary ideas of figures like Karl Marx, Vladimir Lenin, and Mao Zedong. While he never completed his formal education, this exposure to radical communist ideology profoundly shaped his later thinking. Pol Pot returned to Cambodia in 1953, during the period of Cambodian struggle for independence from French colonial rule. In the years following independence, Cambodia was politically unstable, with internal struggles between royalists, leftists, and nationalists. Pol Pot became involved in the clandestine communist movement, working initially as a teacher to support himself. In the mid-1960s, Pol Pot became a key figure in the Cambodian Communist Party, which sought to overthrow the government of King Sihanouk. The party's early activities were conducted from the rural jungle areas, where they formed guerrilla forces to resist the government. There, Pol Pot quickly rose to leadership, and by 1963, he became the undisputed head of the Khmer Rouge. By the late 1960s, Cambodia was embroiled in a regional conflict due to the Vietnam War. The United States, in an effort to disrupt North Vietnamese forces hiding in Cambodia, began a bombing campaign that inadvertently destabilized the country further. In 1970, a coup ousted the king, replacing him with General Lon Nol, whose regime was pro-American. This coup fueled the civil war between Lon Nol's forces and the communist insurgents. The Khmer Rouge, under Pol Pot's leadership, capitalized on the instability, gaining popularity by presenting themselves as the defenders of Cambodian independence and promising to restore Sihanouk to power. Between 1975 to 76, after years of guerrilla warfare, the Khmer Rouge seized control of Phnom Penh and Cambodia fell into their hands. In 1975, the Khmer Rouge marched into Phnom Penh, declaring the beginning of Year Zero. Pol Pot and his regime aimed to transform Cambodia into a classless agrarian society, entirely self-sufficient and free from foreign influence. They envisioned a utopian state based on rural collectivism, where money, private property, religion, and cities would all be abolished. Inspired by radical Maoist ideas, Pol Pot wanted to create a pure, peasant-dominated society which he believed was the foundation of a true communist revolution. To achieve this vision, Pol Pot undertook one of the most radical and violent social engineering projects in history. The Khmer Rouge immediately began evacuating Phnom Penh and other cities, forcing millions of people into the countryside to work in agricultural communes. The mass exodus was brutal, with little regard for the elderly, sick, or those unable to move. The regime closed schools, hospitals, factories, and eliminated any institutions associated with modernity and capitalism. Once in power, Pol Pot's government unleashed a reign of terror marked by mass executions, forced labor, and widespread famine. The regime's policies were driven by paranoia and an obsessive desire to eliminate any potential threats to its power. Intellectuals, city dwellers, religious figures, and ethnic minorities, including Vietnamese, Chinese, and Cham Muslims, were targeted for persecution. Simply wearing glasses or speaking a foreign language could be interpreted as proof of capitalist or intellectual tendencies, warranting execution. The Khmer Rouge established a network of prisons and killing fields throughout the country, where suspected enemies of the state were tortured and executed. The most infamous of these was the Tuol Sleng Prison, S21, in Phnom Penh, where an estimated 17,000 people were imprisoned, tortured, and eventually executed. Life in the rural communes was equally brutal. The population was subjected to grueling work schedules, malnutrition, and poor living conditions. Families were torn apart as communal living was enforced, and children were separated from their parents to be indoctrinated in communist ideology. The regime's obsession with agricultural productivity led to irrational targets, resulting in widespread famine. By the time Pol Pot's regime collapsed in 1979, it is estimated that nearly 2 million people had died from execution, forced labor, starvation, and disease. Pol Pot's downfall began in 1978 when the Khmer Rouge launched border raids into Vietnam. These incursions provoked a full-scale Vietnamese invasion, which led to the rapid defeat of the Khmer Rouge. In January 1979, Vietnamese forces captured Phnom Penh, and Pol Pot and the remnants of his regime fled into the jungles along the Thai border, where they continued guerrilla warfare for years. In the aftermath of his fall, Cambodia was left shattered. The Vietnamese installed a new government, composed largely of Khmer Rouge defectors who opposed Pol Pot's extremist policies. Internationally, Pol Pot and the Khmer Rouge were condemned for their atrocities, though some Cold War powers continued to support the remnants of his forces due to geopolitical interests. For nearly two decades after his fall from power, Pol Pot remained a fugitive leader, residing in the jungles of northern Cambodia and maintaining some control of the Khmer Rouge forces. However, as the 1990s progressed, his influence waned. Internal divisions within the Khmer Rouge, along with increasing international pressure, led to his isolation. In 1997, Pol Pot was captured and placed under house arrest by a faction of the Khmer Rouge. A year later, on April the 15th, 1998, Pol Pot died under mysterious circumstances, with some reports suggesting he succumbed to heart failure, while others speculated he was poisoned by his own comrades. Pol Pot's legacy is one of immense human suffering. His radical policies, rooted in extremist communist ideology, turned Cambodia into a nightmarish experiment in social engineering. The devastation caused by the Khmer Rouge regime left a permanent scar on Cambodian society. Although he sought to create an agrarian utopia, Pol Pot's leadership brought about one of the most horrifying genocides in modern history. Cambodia has struggled to rebuild and recover from the trauma of the Khmer Rouge era. The Khmer Rouge Tribunal, established in 2006, sought justice for the victims by prosecuting surviving leaders of the regime. However, for many Cambodians, the memory of Pol Pot's brutal dictatorship continues to haunt the nation's collective consciousness. In conclusion, Pol Pot's reign as Cambodia's dictator was a dark chapter in world history. His radical vision for a utopian agrarian society resulted in unparalleled suffering and the deaths of millions. Despite his downfall and death, the effects of his regime are still felt in Cambodia today. The story of Pol Pot serves as a sobering reminder of the dangers of totalitarianism and ideological extremism.